USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court upheld the Trump administration's broad rollback of Obamacare rules requiring employers to provide free birth control to women, in a major victory for religious groups with President Donald Trump. The Supreme Court, in its 7-2 ruling, sought to resolve a long-running legal battle that previously vexed the justices on how to strike the right balance between ensuring access to birth control and safeguarding religious freedom protections. But the court's decision appears likely to revive debate over culture war issues. The decision allows the Trump administration to move forward with rules that would allow virtually any employer to claim a religious or moral exemption to providing birth control coverage. Justices Elena Kagan and Stephen Breyer join their conservative colleagues in upholding the exemptions. It is clear from the face of the statute that the contraceptive mandate is capable of violating religious freedom laws, according to Justice Clarence Thomas in his opinion. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The latest weekly report on unemployment benefits is a mixed bag in USA's Chris Barnes reports.
First-time jobless claims were down again last week. According to the Labor Department, they totaled 1.3 million, which was 99,000 fewer than the week before. But while the number of new claims keeps declining, continuing claims are still high at more than 18 million. States with the biggest increase week to week were Michigan, Indiana, and Texas. Biggest declines were seen in Oklahoma, Florida, and Maryland.
It looks like there's a front runner on the new name for the NFL's Washington franchise. According to multiple reports, the Warriors name has burst onto the scene as a potential candidate to replace the Redskins. There are also reports that owner Daniel Snyder has been looking at that name for a number of months. Big name retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, as well as Nike and Dick's Sporting Goods have removed all Redskins merchandise from their websites due to the current name. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The United States sanctioned a top member of China's Communist Party, along with three other senior officials, and a Chinese entity involved in the systematic human rights abuses of Muslim minorities in China's western province of Xinjiang. The action is likely to ratchet up already high tensions between the U.S. and China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, "The United States will not stand idly by as the CCP carries out human rights abuses targeting members of minority groups in Xinjiang." The Trump administration has likened China's mass detention of more than 1 million Muslims to the worst human rights abuses since the 1930s, when 6 million European Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Apprehensions by U.S. immigration officials at the southern border rose by over 30% in June, even as Mexico and Central American countries continue their coronavirus lockdown measures and the Trump administration uses emergency authorities to rapidly expel many unauthorized immigrants. U.S. authorities along the border with Mexico made over 32,000 apprehensions last month, up from over 20,000 in May, according to Customs and Border Protection stats. Nearly 89% of those apprehended were expelled to Mexico or their home countries under a public health directive that was giving border officials the power to swiftly bounce migrants off of U.S. soil without having to process them under immigration and asylum laws. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.